Begin today, though, with controversy at the national level. About 200,000 people from El Salvador were given temporary protected status, TPS, back in 2001 following significant earthquakes in that region. Those 200,000 people have been in the U.S. ever since for 17 years now, but recently the Trump administration, doing what the Trump administration has been doing, ended temporary protected status for those 200,000 people who have all made homes and lives and, in many cases, extended families here in the U.S., and a lot of organizations speaking out against that, trying to get a reversal. One of them locally is El Centro Hispano, and we are joined now by Eleazar Posada. He's the Community Engagement and Advocacy Manager for El Centro Hispano here in Orange and Durham County. Eleazar, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, tell us about the experience that El Salvadorians have had in the last 17 years, the earthquakes in 2001, the reason for extending TPS in the first place, mm-hmm. and the experiences that they've had here in the States ever since.
Of course. So, as many people may know, TPS extended when in dire situations where folks cannot stay where they are and need some refuge, and the United States opens the door for those people to come in. And Salvador being one of them, after the earthquakes left compromised infrastructure and just no way that the people can the amount of people that were in Salvador can properly live and be safe, and they needed a place to seek refuge while it was fixed. In the title says temporary protected status, so it was on a temporary basis until the country itself could fix those issues and so that the community can return and be safe. Fortunately, due to violence and other circumstances, they're not there yet. But the Trump administration has decided to end the program even so.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 17 years, our Salvadorian folks who are here with TPS have, as you said, created lives. Many of them own homes, businesses. In North Carolina, there is about 13,000 TPS holders with another 11,000 or so children that are U.S. born, and not counting any children born outside of the U.S. Mm-hmm. So it's very significant for North Carolina. With this last decision, TPS is now over for Nicaragua and El Salvador, along with Haiti and the other nations that had TPS. The only one that the decision for Guatemala is coming up. So
mm-hmm.
Honduras, not Guatemala. Honduras is coming up. So we're looking. It's not looking too hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
The way with the trajectory it's going, but these folks are part of the community, so they've built roots it's something that we're trying to work for to help them out.
Do we have about 13,000 here in North Carolina? Do we know any numbers for locally here in our community?
We don't have the local numbers, but as you may know, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham have all passed resolutions in support of TPS folks, and at those meetings we had significant turnout from the community. And again, these are weeknights, so a lot of our folks don't have the opportunity to go to the city halls and town councils, but we've seen significant response in the area.
So tell me about TPS in general. I mean, mm-hmm. the idea of this is that it's temporary for sort of a limited period of time, mm-hmm. but as you mentioned, the situation gets to a point where that return home becomes impossible or impractical. At a certain point, I mean, even, and you mentioned El Salvador is not there yet, but even if they were, even if the country was in a place where people could return, at a certain point, you've been in the U.S. for 17 years, you've had kids, you've had families and jobs and lives. At a certain point, TPS has to become permanent, right?
Yes, and that's what we're talking about, finding other ways so that we can keep our community here and make sure that they have some kind of legal way to stay in the United States, because even though it is temporary or supposed to be temporary, after a certain period of renewing it and letting people stay and having more conversations about you should build roots, pay taxes, buy homes, create businesses, after so many years of you telling them that, the temporary becomes a just a placeholder for permanent, really, because they're community members. They're citizens of the United States. They pay taxes. They participate in government. They can't vote, but they're advocating for their own rights and helping out in any way they can. Not just that, their kids are United States citizens. So it comes a point where, as you said, temporary becomes permanent.
And you just mentioned it there, and this is such an important point that needs to be emphasized, that people come over from El Salvador in 2001, and they have kids here. The kids are U.S. citizens, so by ending TPS status, the Trump administration is breaking up all these families.
They are. One of the comments we've heard is the kids can stay because they're U.S. citizens, but the whole idea is to keep families together. And please name me a parent who will willingly leave their kids in a whole different country when they've been living with them for ages and then they know what their kids need. I mean, it's not a practical solution.
Speaking with Eleazar Posada, again, Community Engagement and Advocacy Manager for El Centro Hispano, a local group here in Orange and Durham County. And Pilar Rocha Goldberg, who's the president of El Centro, issued a brief statement that says, among other things, "I'm personally disgusted that this administration continues to attack my community that's been giving so much for this country. We must have a complete overhaul of the immigration system in the United States. It is broken. We must fix it." And you mentioned just a minute ago overhauling the TPS system to, at a certain point, once someone has been here for a long time, giving them some path to permanent status. What else needs to be done in order to fix the broken system to the extent that it's broken?
Yeah, for one, as Pilar said, we just need an overhaul altogether, the entire immigration system, because we're seeing this with other quote-unquote benefits that the immigration policies allow for, like, for example, DACA being another one of those. And these are all band-aids to the real issue that is the immigration system. It's broken. The people are waiting years in line for even an interview. It's the process is so complicated. A lot of people with degrees in their own countries aren't able to process it without having someone who's been a lawyer or expert in this matter. So we really do need, or what El Centro Hispano sees as the solution to all this, is really having a real conversation and changing the immigration system so that we are taking into account that these are people who are, they are citizens, even though they may not have the title of citizen. They're here, they're part of the community, and it helps the United States economically and culturally to have folks being able to come into this country and benefit not just themselves, but their families and the community.
So people who want to speak out, people who want to take action, people who want to get involved, what can they do? How should they act? Who should they be speaking to in order to make a difference?
Of course. One of the most effective ways for the everyday citizen to have their voice heard is call your representative. Call your representative, send emails, send text messages, send letters. And just let them know, this is how I feel about this certain issue. And we need to have our representatives know what our voice is. Not just that. There's different community organizations, not just El Centro Hispano, but there's Casa El Salvador, there's La Asociación de TPS. These other associations who are working to help TPS workers, if that's what you want to help out with, reach out to them. We have, if you don't have their information, please reach out to El Centro. We'll definitely connect you with the folks that you need to talk to. And it's really just getting involved with folks who are in this work, right? And using whatever technology or whatever space you have to really tell your story and tell why you want your representatives to do what they need to do.
And text messages work as well, right?
Yeah,
If you're close enough to Tom Tillis to have his cell phone number, send him a text message. Why not?
Yeah,
ElCentroNC.org is the website for El Centro Hispano. Go there and find out more information. There is an event coming up on Saturday, which I know you wanted to talk about a little bit too.
Yes. So Saturday, we're having a press conference with the Association of the National Association of TPS, the National Salvadoran Association, Casa El Salvador, NAACP, and El Pueblo, which are organizations working with this issue. But after the press conference, we're going to have a Know Your Rights event. The association, the Salvadoran Association, is providing this info session for their community members at United Church of Chapel Hill. open to the public. If you have any questions, if you are a TPS holder and you're listening to this and have any questions, please feel free to attend. It'll start at 3 at the church. And like I said, anyone's welcome. And if you have any questions about how you can help, you can reach us there as well.
And that's this Saturday, the 13th, right?
Yes, sir.
Speaking with Eleazar Posada, again, elcentronc.org is the website to go and find out more information about El Centro Hispano and how you can get involved. What else do people need to know about this issue, about El Centro in general?
Well, El Centro Hispano works to build bridges and advocate for our community, right? So not just on this issue, we're talking about DACA, we're talking about CHIP, we're talking about so many other issues that affect our Latinx community. And if you even have any questions or want to participate in any way, you can feel free to send us an email. If you have Facebook, we are on Facebook, send us a Facebook message. And we have a lot of programs to help our community. We always need volunteers. We always need folks to come in and you know, spend some time to learn about our issues, and we're there to help. So please, if you need help or you want to help, just let me know.
It's a vital issue. It's an important issue. It affects hundreds of thousands of people here in this country, including tens of thousands here in North Carolina. Get active. Get involved. Eleazar Posada, El Centro Hispano, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.